We are joined on the line right now by the president of the North Peace Hockey League, Jack McAvoy. The league has recently announced that they have decided to cancel the 2021-22 season. I guess the first question I got for you today here, Jack, is what ultimately led to that cancellation decision?
Well, basically most of the towns, they just didn't have enough committed players. That was basically the story.
So basically, the teams that, granted, there aren't a whole lot of teams, nowadays in the North Peace Hockey League compared to back then. It was just the teams couldn't get enough players for the season?
Yeah, that was basically what it was. They just couldn't get a lot of commitment out of some guys because work commitments and with the COVID and everything else, a lot of guys didn't want to get vaxxed. And it just came down to, an eight-game schedule starting in January just didn't seem feasible.
And, of course, certainly over the years with the North Peace Hockey League, definitely with senior hockey all over the place, getting players is sometimes one of the hardest things out there. Do you think there's any, concerns that you're in, the future of getting players for future seasons?
Oh, definitely. If you look at all the minor hockey systems in the, everywhere, I guess, but in the North Peace, it's hard. There's just not a lot of kids coming up, and that's going to be a problem in the future for sure.
And one thing I have noticed with some of the other leagues, at the junior hot levels and minor hockey that are playing right now, is a lot of them have been able to get fans back in the buildings. Now, when it comes to the North Peace Hockey League, if you guys do eventually come back next season, the fall of 2022, do you think it'll be kind of hard to maybe get fans back to some of those buildings after losing essentially two seasons here?
Oh no! Once if you have hockey teams in the small towns like Manning, Flair, and Grimshaw, people will come out. They'll support it. It's good entertainment, and the people enjoy it.
And certainly, you mentioned Grimshaw, Flair, and Manning have certainly been in the league for several years. Has there been any talks about once you guys are finally able to play again, about maybe getting some more communities involved in the North Peace Hockey League?
Oh yeah, we'd definitely like to have more teams, but it's just a matter of the same thing. It's how do you get a team when you can't find players? And the other side of it is it's not so much even the players. It's getting people to run the hockey clubs. That's what everybody doesn't understand. It takes a lot of work to run a senior hockey club or a junior B hockey club. It takes a lot of work, and that's a big problem too.
Certainly looking forward to seeing, hopefully, the North Peace Hockey League come back one of these days. League President Jack McAvoy, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.